proclamation number 4296 dated the May 11th, 1948. Destiny, Father, your will be done. Single quote. Every individual person's course of life is predetermined and has to be taken without grumbling and complaining if it is to have a favorable effect on the soul. But strong trust in God has to be present too. Then every destiny can easily be endured, for it is shaped by God alone according to His will. Only He is able to change every situation in life. He is able to change joy into grief, but also suffering into joy if He is approached in heartfelt prayer, and He will do so if the human being in childlike trust tells Him of his problems and commends himself to His grace. A long path is to be traveled from the abyss to the pinnacle, and this path cannot always be even, or it would not lead to ascent. Obstacles have to be overcome, mountains have to be climbed, for the goal is up above and every progress is arduous without the assistance of the right guide. And as long as you humans walk with God Himself by your side as your guide, as long as you entrust yourselves to His guidance, you will not travel the path in vain. He will lead you upwards, and with His help you will be able to overcome every obstacle. And the steeper the path, the shorter it will be and the higher you can climb. But when you have reached the pinnacle, you will be able to look back and be grateful to your guide who enabled you to reach the goal, and every adversity will be over. The more difficult a destiny, the higher the goals set for you and the brighter the light will shine, and all abysmal darkness will be defeated. God, however, is able to make even the steepest path of ascent seem smooth to you if you hand yourselves over to Him as His children, if you accept every sorrowful event, if you always pray, Father, your will be done. Single quote. Then He will not let you suffer. Even in greatest adversity He will calm your soul and give you peace. He will powerfully work in you Himself and nothing will seem difficult, and yet you continue to progress, for your will, your submission to His will, lets you partake of His strength. You will not consider anything a burden to you and always gladly and cheerfully cover your earthly path until the loving Father's hand takes hold of you and takes you into the Father's house, until you have reached the goal and returned to the eternal home, into the land of light where no sorrow, no suffering nor adversity exist, but only eternal blissfulness. Amen.